I give honor to God and to his full throne. My topic today is, blessed are they which are persecuted. Matthew 5:10-12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Everyone in this world at one time or another will or have suffered some type of trial or tribulation, pain, suffering, or trouble during their lifetime, and it comes in many forms. This is common in the world, and some suffer because of wickedness. But why are the righteous hated and persecuted? And why would the righteous rejoice over this? And who are the righteous? Let's answer the last question first. The righteous are God's children, those that keep God's commandments and the testimonies of Jesus Christ, those that obey God's holy laws, and by doing so, they open up themselves for persecution. Persecute, cruel, harmful treatment, and to annoy constantly. But by whom and why? By Satan. He will tempt you and try to get you to fall because he hates the righteous. Ecclesiasticus 2:1-4 in the Apocrypha. My son, if thou come to serve the Lord, prepare thy soul for temptation. Set thy heart aright and constantly endure, and make not haste in time of trouble. Cleave unto him and depart not away, that thou mayest be increased at thy last end. Whatsoever is brought upon thee, take cheerfully, and be patient when thou art changed to a low estate. For gold is tried in the fire. This hatred and persecution began in the garden, when God cursed Satan for his part in tempting Eve. Genesis 3:13-15. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Now Satan's seed is his children, the wicked, who are disobedient to God. Her seed is the church, those that are righteous and belong to God. They obey him. Enmity is a bitter and a hostile attitude. It's hatred. Enmity is to oppose. So we can see by whom and why. When Christ was on this earth, we see the opposition he had with the Pharisees. This was enmity. They were always challenging Christ, always trying to find fault with him, especially concerning the Sabbath day. He was always persecuted, and they always sought ways to put him to death. Christ said in St. John 3:20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Christ also said in St. John 15:18, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. And St. John 18:20, Christ said, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. We often think that enmity is between the person or persons that hate you, when the reality is the fight to overcome is not with flesh and blood. We must recognize and deal with what is behind it. Ephesians 6:10-14. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's positions and the mind. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand. You may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Revelation 12:17 also speaks of the anger of Satan when he was cast out of heaven and how he makes war with God's children. Revelation 12:17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, in conclusion, we must take up our cross and follow Christ. We will be persecuted, which is a part of the cup of our salvation. In St. John, the 16th chapter, Christ spoke of your sorrow being turned to joy. Verse 21 says, a woman when she is in travail have sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. Verse 22, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and no man taketh from you. Verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And lastly, Galatians 4:29. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. So rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. You are not alone, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Amen.